Good afternoon to you and a happy new year. Welcome to 2021. This is our first online meeting for this new year. And just like to read to you from God's word, bearing in mind that this is going to be a communion service, breaking of bread. Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 19, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He also writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 from verse 23, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the same night in which he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. I'd just like to look at the subject of giving thanks and what that means to us. From a very early age, we're taught our P's and Q's, our pleasers and our thank yous for when we receive gifts or anything good. When we request anything, we say please. We're taught that from a very early age, and it's something that we want to pass on to our children as well. At this time of year, you might be familiar with something like this, which is a thank you letter. We just received Christmas gifts from people and people that we can't see personally to say thank you to. We write a note like that, or we send a text or an email, or perhaps you even Zoom to people to say thank you to them for the gifts that they've given to you, the gifts that you received. And people like to know that their gifts have been received, especially if they've been sent through the post, and also that they're appreciated. We all like our gifts to be appreciated. In early 2020, when the pandemic